Step in time for the theme again. We gotta get that kit moving. I want a fast version too. Let's get this, it's happening. Script here, you know?
Yeah. Show to do.
Shh.
Hey, what's your fucking name?
Wait till the subway goes through. Mm-hmm.
What a trip it has been. Unfortunately. What a trip it has been. Unfortunately for BJ, home may be where thoughts are escaping and music is playing, but it is not where his love lies waiting. He knows that Mitchell is not there. What a trip it has already been. He sees a small, diminutive but active sound engineer
who goes by the name Deus Ex Machina.
The sound engineer is friendly but looks like he should be a member of Depeche Mode. All of a sudden, the narrator begins to feel very alone. Lots of promotion around him does not know what is going on. What a trip it has been! What a trip it has been! What a trip it has been! He knows that Rachel is not there. BJ takes a trip to a small Massachusetts town.
Called Worcester.
No. The town is called Northampton. And BJ sees a band. The band is pretty good, but the people watching them are even better.
That's improv.
BJ hears his theme. He wants to thank the fans for going to see that band so much for all their support, especially in listening to his cathartic, his special story. Of beatniks. He wonders why the beatniks figure themselves to be beatniks yet hang out at Starbucks up the street where he saw them as he walked by because he would never go in Starbucks. How could a town so cool have a Starbucks, he thinks to himself. Stay away from the enemy. He begins to proselytize on stage. No. Okay. What a trip it has already been. And since he has been to so many places with so many people, he decides that maybe Rachel is existing in a place that is... Maybe Rachel is existing in a place that is not populated by interesting people, the Matchbox 20 concert. BJ dresses up like Peter O'Toole, everyone's favorite blue-eyed appropriator of Arab culture. But not really a true racist like Sally Field.
Oh, because you're defending her.
And heads to the desert. The sun is hot. The sand is hot. BJ is hot. And parched. Fortunately, Warren Beatty and his darling wife, Annette, have just opened a franchise of the Las Vegas Sands Hotel in the middle of the desert. BJ quenches his thirst at the bar and drinks in the atmosphere of the club called